Maine voters overwhelmingly oppose legalizing iGaming, poll finds. A new poll shows Maine voters are strongly against legalizing online casino gambling. Survey shows broad opposition. A survey commissioned by the National Association Against iGaming, NAAIG, and conducted by Lake Research Partners, found 64% of likely Maine voters oppose legalizing iGaming, with 49% saying they are strongly opposed. The poll, carried out December 13-16, 2025, among 500 likely voters ahead of the 2026 general election, reported just 16% in favor of permitting online casino games in the state. Opposition cut across party lines. 69% of Democrats, 58% of Republicans, and 70% of independents expressed disapproval. When respondents were presented with common arguments for and against iGaming, resistance increased to nearly 60%, and 51% said they would be less likely to back a lawmaker who voted to legalize online casino play after hearing both sides. Survey respondents singled out two chief concerns. The largest worry was the industry's ability to prevent underage access to online gambling platforms, followed by fears that iGaming would exacerbate problem gambling and addiction. The findings arrived as lawmakers and tribal leaders debate legislative document 1164, a bill that would authorize the four Wabanaki nations to offer online casino games in Maine. Jason Goomer, board member of NAAIG and executive vice president and general counsel at Monarch Casino and Resort Inc., framed the results as confirmation of constituent unease. Maine would become an outlier in New England if it moves forward with iGaming, Goomer said. Across the region, governors and legislatures are listening to voters who are rightly concerned about the risks. Online casino products are available 24/7, are highly addictive for vulnerable people, and can erode the customer base for brick-and-mortar casinos and their workers. Lawmakers should weigh those human and economic costs before changing the law. Political and economic considerations. The Maine Gambling Control Board, MGCB, has urged Governor Janet Mills to veto LD 1164, warning that narrow access for tribal operators could create an uneven competitive landscape and risk job losses at existing facilities such as Oxford and Hollywood casinos. In its statements to the legislature, the MGCB highlighted the potential for a concentrated digital market to disadvantage non-tribal gaming operators and their local workforces. LD 1164 proposes a 16% tax on iGaming revenue, a rate that analysts say is comparatively low versus established online markets such as New Jersey and Pennsylvania, where effective tax and fee structures can be significantly higher. Proponents argue a lower rate would help the nascent product compete with illegal offshore sites and capture revenue for the state and tribes. Opponents contend it increases the likelihood of rapid market expansion with limited consumer safeguards. Governor Mills has a mixed record on gaming legislation. In 2020, she expressed reservations about sports betting. However, she ultimately signed sports betting legislation into law in 2022. In 2021, she vetoed a plan that would have altered tribal ownership arrangements. Those precedents suggest the governor will weigh regulatory safeguards and economic impact closely as LD 1164 proceeds through the legislative process. If LD 1164 becomes law, Maine would permit the four Wabanaki nations to operate online casino games, potentially reshaping the regional gambling landscape. Opponents, including industry groups and some policymakers, warn of increased problem gambling, underage access risks, and harm to live casino employment if online play diverts customers away from physical venues. Lawmakers now face competing pressures. Constituent opposition reflected in the Lake Research Partners poll. tribal leaders, and advocates seeking digital pathways to revenue parity, and state regulators urging caution to protect existing jobs and ensure fair competition. The question of whether to embrace iGaming will likely remain a central point of debate in the 2026 legislative calendar, with the governor's ultimate decision to veto or sign any final measure a decisive factor in Maine's gaming future.